about that?
I'm all alone on the ranch.
You're all alone on the ranch?
Yes.
Ain't nobody there to chase you around?
No, but let me tell the president you're on the phone.
Oh, okay.
Just a moment.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. President.
Hi, Georgie.
How you doing?
Fine.
I just called us to see what the situation was.
Well, I'm sitting here with some folks just came in and riding out looking to there, and we're getting ready to go to church at 9 in the morning, and we're going to Washington about 1 or 2 tomorrow afternoon. And we want to get up there in time to go to that little party Heller's having.
Oh, y'all. I was wondering whether I'm needed back now or not, sir.
Well, I don't think you need to. I think it's up to you. What are your plans?
Well, I'd like to spend a few more days now.
All right.
But if I'm needed, I'll sure come right back.
No, I don't think so. I think it's all right. If we just know, we'll be coming back here, I expect, by Friday. I hope to get back here Friday to be spend the weekend here, and probably in through Thanksgiving here. That's what I'm hoping I get to do.
Well, what I'd like to do is to rejoin you again Friday.
All right, that's right.
The Guajardos send their very warm regards.
Good. All right. Okay. You've been reading these stories up here, haven't you?
No, I haven't, sir.
Well, Kilduff, I told him to tell you, he knocked down one yesterday that you had flatly gone away to resign and you'd had a previous dispute. I don't know where it came from. It had to come to you, Kilduff, because I haven't talked to a human about it. And he knocked it down. He didn't talk to me, but I was glad he did. And the denial story made front page everywhere. I mean, it made the... Nobody had written the other one until he denied it. But somebody said they had it on good authority that you were resigning, and two or three of them have come to me and said they understood that you were unhappy in your work and that you were under too much pressure and so on and so forth.
God, I've never had a job in my life I liked better.
I don't know who's putting it out, but it's pretty rampant around the place. And I guess it's coming from the inside, but I don't know who.
What do you think it's worthwhile my coming back
no,
to knock it down?
No, I don't think so. I think that he did that. I think we just say that everybody is have a week or two off, and we get through it. I think we're going to have a...
All I'm doing down here is catching sailfish.
Yeah. Well, have you had any conferences with anybody, the Cliffords or the Fortises or anybody about any irritating problems or anything?
No. No.
Well, Russ told me that he had it on good authority that you would prefer to have some other assignment. And McNamara had it on good authority, and Bundy had it on good authority. That's three of the few.
Somebody's popping that out.
Yeah. Yeah, I would imagine Greenfield told Russ, because I don't think Russ would know otherwise. I would imagine the other guy over there told whatever McNamara's man is. They all think that we ought to be doing more backgrounding and informing more and planning more with the press and getting more from the departments. I said, well, why in the hell don't y'all send it over? We'll use it. Well, Salinger used to screw it out of us, and you have to really fight to get it. They think that we've got to have some association in there, and I think you better look at it. I had given a good deal of thought to who we wanted, but we never did agree. You knock off anybody I suggest, and I think we're going to have to bring somebody in besides Kilduff and that's of a rank that's similar to yours, so when you're gone, I've got some real competence, and when I've got somebody there supplementing and backgrounding and meeting with the folks that are wanting to talk, so we just don't let Bobby Kennedy take over all the columns. We never have any that are a result of our meetings with him each day, and we want to try to do that. When you get back, you think of the person that you think is the most able and the most cooperative that can supplement what you're doing, that can kind of be your associate. Now, Salinger, I don't know what he wants, but he's coming to see me. He called in California and said he needs to see me right away. Jack thinks that he wants to be head of the USIA. He told Jack that's what he wanted to do. I don't think we're in a position to change that place at all.
Oh, that would be the best.
And he may think that Rowan may have told him that he wants to be an ambassador or something. I don't know whether Rowan does or not. There's a good deal of stories. Doug Kiker's been writing a series about how unhappy, how overworked everybody at the White House is. And so I don't know what time they're coming in or what hours they're keeping, but I'm not keeping anybody there at night, and I'm not getting them up at daylight either. I think you got a pretty easy schedule, and I want to kind of put a lid on it. 6 o'clock in the evening, everybody can go home. They don't need to come in at 9, and anybody can't keep a 9 to 6 schedule. Phil Potter has been made head of the Baltimore Sun Bureau.
Yeah, I knew that.
I think that's about it. We've got very heavy work with our task forces and getting ready for State of the Union, getting our budget in shape. I've had most of the cabinet coming in and out, and I haven't had a minute's rest. I've had Rusk in the morning, McNamara in the afternoon, Celebrezze in the morning, Wirtz in the afternoon, the Mexican president, and so forth. I guess they gave his visit a big play down there, didn't they?
Oh, God, and how. A beautiful picture at Nova Donis of you and the Diaz in Abrazo, and then a very good picture of Mrs. Johnson and Mrs. Ardoz at the ranch, and then a very good picture of him putting his name in the cement block. And Nova Donis had about at least 3 whole pages with nothing else. It got very good play.
Okay, well, I'll see you when I get back next Friday.
Okay, my brother.
Bye.